because he had already come to me, but I was not very aware. So I didn't know what was possible, but you can. I hadn't taken in yet the possibilities or the meaning of things, but probably you have. Because I was fighting against it at the time. Something had happened to me through the advent of my spiritual master that I was trying to push away, trying to deny, trying to say, this doesn't happen to sane people. And I was trying to believe I was sane. And in my way of looking at things in those days, which was anti-spiritual, which was completely atheistic, I had to believe, I had to convince myself that this was all nonsense, otherwise the only other explanation is I must have gone insane. And nobody wants to believe they've gone insane. So I spent a long time trying to run from it and say this doesn't happen, this isn't possible. But you're probably much smarter than me. You're probably much less deluded, much less stubborn, and much more willing to say that things are possible that are not necessarily what you're familiar with. And that way, you're probably luckier than I was. In another way, I was lucky in my own way because there was nothing to question. There was no doubt. Because what happened was so not sought, not desired, not even accepted, so actively denied and rejected, that there was no question that it was real. There's no question that I wasn't fooling myself through some spiritual desire. Because I was fighting it every inch of the way. But you're probably smarter than me. I wouldn't have been at a meeting like this. So the spiritual life is not about some kind of perpetual state of bliss. It's not about some kind of attainment of a certain mindset or a certain ongoing set of emotions or happinesses or anything else. The spiritual life is about you giving up, finally, all arrogance, all notions that you're going to get the answer. This is the primary illusion, that there's some answer to get. The magic bullet, that someday when I do the right thing, when I meet the right teacher, when I have the right experience, when I do something in me the right way, the key turns and boom, I have the answer and everything's hunky-dory after that. God comes and I'm saved and whoop-dee-doo. And all problems disappear. But that's a childish desire. It's understandable, but it's very childish. It's magical. The magic God will appear and make everything okay.